morning, Tampa Bay. How's everybody doing today? Ready to move on from that Senators game the other day? Good, because this is the Full Press Lightning Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Barnard, where it is all bolt all the time. And I want to get into the fact that, you know what? The Lightning have a very tough matchup playing the Boston Bruins today in a matinee at 1 o'clock. It's going to be a tough matchup because even for the casual fan, you have to know not only of the Bruins' historic start, but the Bruins' historic run all friggin' season. They have just been on an absolute tear that, I'll be honest, I definitely did not see coming. Firing Bruce Cassidy, bringing in Jim Montgomery, did not see that. Meanwhile, the Bruins are coming into today 55-11-5. They're currently on a 5-game win streak after they lost to the Chicago Blackhawks over a week ago, which losing the Chicago Blackhawks for this team, a big wake-up call, it looks like. They're 15-5-3 versus the Atlantic Division and 52-4-3 when scoring three or more goals in a game. Just stupid numbers. Stupid numbers. And this is the team that you have to go against. Not easy. And speaking of you going against them, in the head-to-head matchups between the Bolts and the Bees, the Bruins currently have the 2-1 series lead after winning the first two games, 5-3 and 3-1, once in Tampa, once in Boston. Then the last game, which was in January, it was played in here in Tampa. The Bolts were able to defeat the Bruins 3-2. It's not impossible. Every team wins and loses. The Bruins have lost 16 times, 11 in regulation, 5 with extra time. Again, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Tampa can beat Boston. Now, some of the key players to look at between the two teams, talking about Tampa first, Steven Stamkos has been on a tear basically since he came back from his injury. He is currently riding a 5-game point streak, scoring 3 goals and 5 assists over that 5 games. Obviously, we all know about Braden Point, but again, if we're going to talk about some of the key players, these are the two key players right here. Braden Point just set a career high, 4 goals in a single season with 45, and he right now is currently projected to break his single season high in points, which he set in 2018-2019 with 92 points. When Boston's looking at Tampa, they're looking at Point, they're looking at Stamkos, they're going to look at Sergachev, Kucherov, and they are going to be looking at Vasilevskiy, because guess what? Vasilevskiy's starting. Tampa's playing in Boston, and then their next game's going to be in Carolina. You don't think Vasilevskiy's going to be playing for that? You're out of your mind. That's why Brian Elliott started and didn't get pulled versus the Senators the other night. Boston's going to be looking at them, whereas Tampa, they're going to be looking at David Pastrnak, who just set a career high for goals in a single season with 49 and is currently riding a hot streak of 7 goals and 15 points over his last 11 games. Meanwhile, kind of an under-the-radar guy, Jake DeBrusk, is looking rejuvenated wearing that spoked B after dealing with trade rumors all of last year, wondering if he was going to get dealt. This year, DeBrusk has set a career high for points in a single season with 46 and is 1 goal shy of tying his career high for a single season. So the kid's been looking great, and he's dealt with some injuries over this past season. So again, imagine what he could have done with a full season. I want to talk about the last 10 games for each team. Tampa in their last 10 has gone 5-4-1, averaging 3.1 goals, 5.4 assists, 3.9 penalties, and 13.2 penalty minutes while giving up 3 goals per game. Okay, not bad. Boston, on the other hand, is 7-3 during their last 10 games, averaging 3.6 goals, 6.5 assists, 4.3 penalties, and 10.3 penalty minutes while only giving up 2.1 goals per game. The unsung hero for that, yes, Linus Ullmark is having a great season, but over this stretch, over these last 10 games, Jeremy Swayman has been crushing it. He is the first Bruins goaltender to post back-to-back shutouts since Tuukka Rask did that in 2013. The kid's been great for Boston and has kind of, you could argue, has brought the Bruins out of their funk because Linus was looking a little shaky. Then Swayman comes in and seems to get everything fixed, squared away. Now, after the injuries, obviously, Tampa's 100% healthy. At least that's what they're reporting. And then in Boston, Taylor Hall, Nick Foligno are dealing with lower body injuries suffered last month, whereas Derek Forbert took a puck off the shin or the ankle a couple weeks ago and has been in a walking boot. They just have ruled him out for the rest of the season. Now, personally, I saw it, and I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm not trying to be a doctor. I'm not diagnosing him. I think what the Bruins are doing by putting him out for the rest of the season, I think it's more of a precautionary move after watching it and knowing how important he is to the Bruins. I don't think they want to risk anything. I don't think they want to rush him because, again, the Bruins are sitting pretty right now, holding a 20-point lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs for first in the Atlantic Division and are just sitting pretty overall in terms of winning the President's Trophy. So there's no need to rush anybody back right now, at least if you're Boston. The keys to win. This is going to be an interesting one because it's not really in-depth. It's very basic, very simple, which obviously if you do this against the best team, the worst team, you're bound to win more than you're bound to lose. But my only key to victory in this game, if you're Tampa Bay, is you can't mess up in the slightest. You have to be at your absolute best for that entire 60 minutes. Because if you thought playing bad for a period against Montreal, playing bad for a period against Ottawa, that's one thing. But when you play bad for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, two periods, trust me, Boston will make you pay. With the way Vasilevskiy's been looking, I don't know if he'll save you like he has in the past. Because there have been times where, as I've mentioned, he's not looking right. The defense isn't looking right. Now, when you get Hedman and Sergachev, yeah, those guys, there's a reason those are your top two guys. But for the rest of the crew, sometimes a little shaky. There's a reason why Zach Bogosian has been scratched for this game. Because he was a culprit for two of the goals against Ottawa the other night. And they don't want that against Boston. If you are Tampa and you're going to try to walk out of the TD Garden with this victory, you have to play your absolute best. Clearly, the last couple of weeks, let alone last 2 months, Tampa has had some ups and a lot of downs. Taking that into account when going against the number one team, not only in your conference, but in the league, on their home ice, yeah, you're going to have to throw everything you got at them if you want to walk out of there with the victory and feel confident. Now, you could argue that if Tampa loses, if it's a one-goal game and Boston ends up scoring in the final 5 minutes and that's how Boston wins, you can sit there and argue, hey, you know what? We played well for 55 minutes. We can play against this team, blah, 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 moral victories, this, that, and the other. That's all well and good, but that's not what I'm about. That's not what this show's about. That's not what we're about. We're not about moral victories. You either put a ring on the finger or that's it. I'm going to be watching this game intensely because I want to see, does Tampa have what it takes to play against the Bruins, not only for one game, but can they do that in a possible 7-game series? Because there's a very good chance the Bruins and the Lightning are going to meet up in the playoffs at some point. It would be awesome to see an Eastern Conference final matchup, but with the way the seeding is, we'll find out. So my keys to victory for Tampa, very simple. You got to be at your best for the entire 60 minutes. Not 59, not 55, not for two periods. No. An entire 60 minutes. You have to be at your best. So tune into the game. It's on at 1 p.m. Boston, Tampa, great matchup. Two great hockey towns. It's going to be a fun time. Tune back in on Tuesday where I go over what took place against Boston, because after this game, Tampa's got Sunday and Monday off before they play in Carolina Tuesday night. Tune back in on Tuesday. I will recap this game against the Bruins, and then I will preview what's going to take place when they play the Carolina Hurricanes that night. Talking about something similar to this. What's it going to take for Tampa to beat Carolina in Carolina? Tune back in on Tuesday for that. Once again, thank you guys for listening to the Full Press Lightning Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Barnard, where it's all bolts all the time. It's going to be a wild matchup today. So tune back in on Tuesday where I recap it all. Enjoy your weekend.